This is the SF Productions Podcast Network. How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, Episode 129. Can a comic collector of 20 plus years get his wife to read them? Will she let him keep them? Learn more in this podcast. Let's go to the comic book lounge with Mindy and Mark.
Well, thank you, AnnouncerBot, and welcome to How I Got My Wife to Read Comics. I'm Mark.
And I'm Mindy. Just a reminder, we have a Facebook fan page. Search for How I Got My Wife to Read Comics. You can also go to SF Podcast Network for the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or go to iTunes and search for How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, where you can leave us a review.
And you can contact us through the website, Facebook, or email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com. Finally, you can call the voice line at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP.
Exactly.
And once again, I apologize for my voice. Still fighting the cold.
Yes.
The never-ending cold.
We'll be putting him out of his misery shortly.
I hope so. But first, Action Comics number 894.
That's Lex Luthor.
That's right. And Paul Cornell continues to hit it out of the park, I think. So we see Lex and Death have a conversation. And we're talking here about Neil Gaiman's Death from the Sandman series, from Vertigo, actually predates Vertigo, going back to 1989.
But only for a few issues, wasn't it? Or...
Right, right. It almost immediately went over to Vertigo. And this is truly one of the main gateway titles for How You Get Your Wife to Read Comics.
You know, I was just thinking that kind of scares me that that was in 1989 because it was probably like 91 or 92 that I picked up my first issue of Sandman. So, oh my gosh, it's been like 10 years that I've been reading comics.
Well almost 20.
Well...
Suffice it to say, it's a long process to get your wife to read comics.
Well, yes. We'll keep going. Maybe I'll say something else about that later.
So, the Sandman title chronicles Death and the Endless, this ethereal feuding family.
That are personifications of human conditions?
Right. It did predate Vertigo, so the first few issues were still DC titled.
And occasionally you'd see a DC superhero in them.
Right. But in the very beginning, it was clearly in the DCU, and then they and then they phased it out as they moved to Vertigo. But you still would see DCU characters once in a while. Ran 75 issues. It's available in many, many different formats, in trades, and hardcovers, and absolute editions. It's really one of the flagship titles. Probably almost an evergreen title for DC and Vertigo.
Yes, I imagine that they'll continue to make money off that for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's always talks about it being made into a television show or a movie series or something like that. I think the last I heard was one of the Showtimes or HBOs or something was looking at it.
Right. Yeah, you'd think somebody would take a stab at it. I think they've tried. So... Lex believes he is dead. In fact, we as the readers are being led to believe he's dead. And so he goes through the various stages of grieving with the Death character, who is Dream's sister. So think of a goth teenager who is the personification of Death.
Right. Now, one thing that I thought was really interesting through this was Lex brings up the Black Lanterns and like where was she and what was going on. Just oblique reference to it.
Right. And she's like, yeah, I saw something about that. And it was like, oh.
I thought that was interesting,
mm-hmm.
kind of tying her into not being a cause or anything, but at least she, as Death, was aware of it.
To her way of thinking, people come back from death all the time, so what's the big deal? Death, in the end, sends him back to life because he's not actually dead, he's just in some sort of coma. And in the end of the issue, we see Vandal Savage enter the storyline. In a very strange way, that he's building this temple 1,000 years ago.
Right. It wasn't Vandal Savage of the present.
Right. Again, this is certainly the most interesting, I think, of the Superman titles by far.
Even though Superman's not in it.
Right. Coincidence?
Hmm.
Moving on to JSA 44. So this is a new creative team of Guggenheim and Collins. Lots of stuff going on in this issue where Jay makes announcements that he's going to retire as the Flash. Michael, the current Mr. Terrific, is losing his super intelligence through a method through why this is happening. It's not really explained. And in the middle of all this is this super terrorist attack where this huge battle wages that goes on between the JSA and this creature.
And you don't know who that is.
No. And it goes on throughout the entire night in this place called Monument Point that's outside, just outside of Washington, D.C. In the end of the battle, Lightning finally defeats the bad guy by just going
all out
in her powers. Monument Point, this town, has been destroyed. There's nothing left. And Alan is left paralyzed.
In a hospital in Florida.
Right. Lots of stuff going on here. Well, we know, and there's actually a reference to current time in Monument Point, where at the beginning, where Jay is asked to become the mayor of Monument Point. We have heard is that Monument Point is going to become this place where all these various superheroes are going to end up, where they're all going to live there, and it's going to be like, instead of just being this justice society, it's going to be like a justice town.
Ah. Hmm.
Yeah.
Is that fairly similar to some sort of comic we're reading now?
Oh, maybe.
A town full of superheroes.
Right, yeah.
Hmm.
Where'd they get that idea? Jack of Fables number 48 from Vertigo. And in this issue, we check in with all the side characters. Pretty much everybody's checked in. And they're all in various ways making their way to the dragon, to Jack. Some to help him, some to destroy him.
Yes.
So Wicked John, who he left in a canyon, who was impaled with Excalibur in the Sword and the Stone, he's become the stone.
Yes.
Is now become this tourist attraction where people just line up to see the impaled wild man, and he's straggly beard and, you know, looks like a
unkempt
caveman type thing. So one of the tourists comes over and it's like, oh, I'm just going to take that sword out. Oh, this is really hard. And Wicked John ends up going nuts and breaks his chains and leaves the canyon.
With the sword still stuck in him.
The Page sisters leave the baby with Sam because they're off to do what they need to do.
Do you think that Jack the Dragon has the library?
That could well be. That would make sense.
Which would explain why Gary was trading the books.
Raven gets the group at the diner. And again, this is the Dino Diner where the
refugees from the Golden Bow.
Yeah. Are all hanging out, and they all have, they don't actually have glamours. They just, everybody thinks they're just like animatronics.
Yes.
They just think they're cheap animatronic things at a tourist trap. In reality, they're non-human fables.
But he doesn't say they're going to go rescue Jack, even though that's what his spirit Raven told him.
Right.
He says they're going to go find Fable Town.
Right. And the bus that they all came in, which is all rusted and all this, magically becomes new again. And so they're going to get on the bus. So Jack Frost, Jack's son, makes the jump to Earth.
To kill the dragon,
because he's been hired to kill the dragon. So Jack, the dragon, sees all of them coming. He keeps having these dreams of all of them coming. And so he and Gary are just kind of huddled in the cave waiting for this all to happen. So it seems like they're almost coming to this big conclusion an issue early, because it's issue 48. So we have to assume that 49 is going to be like an interlude right before that happens. Or maybe this is the various people's adventures making it to the cave. Assumedly, 50 is going to be where the big battle is going to occur.
Assuming, yes.
Yeah, but you never know with Jack of Fables. And finally, we move into Uncanny X-Force number 1.
Oh my gosh, that's not a DC book, Mark.
I know, it's a Marvel book. And we want to thank Ryan in Texas for the suggestion. I have to say, in retrospect on this, I now know how DC newbies feel.
That's kind of what I thought, too. Although, I have to say, one thing that I thought about was, would have been helpful in, I think it's the Teen Titans or one of the other titles, they always, when the character first appears, they always put a little box that tells what his name is and what his powers are.
I was thinking the same thing.
And that would have been very helpful, especially since this was the first issue of the title.
Right. I mean, some characters I think you recognize Wolverine.
Wolverine, yes.
You know. But the other ones, I was like, well, I recognize Psylocke. But the other ones were like, wow, okay, there's a guy with wings. Is that Angel? No, it's Archangel.
Right.
The thing was, I really had no idea about their real motivations and their backstory because we hadn't read it. Now, they had a backstory for the team at the end that you could read through. But it's almost like Mad Libs where it's like, okay, this name of this character you don't know anything about did this, and then this character you don't know anything about went into the future and did this.
But what it was helpful with was getting an idea of what the book was about and what the team was about. Because, you know, not having any background, I didn't know that this was like a Black Ops team, right? So I read the book, and I was very confused. I read that little back thing at the end. Then I reread the story, okay, mm-hmm. with that information. And mm-hmm. then it made a lot more sense. The second time I read it, I could figure out, oh, yeah, this, okay. And I started recognizing the characters and everything. So the second time I read it, mm-hmm. I was not as confused.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned the Black Ops nature of the team. It actually kind of reminded me of the Justice League Elite title, which I was thinking, did these happen pretty much at the same time? Because you tend to see that in comic books where if one of the two majors goes off and does something, the other one goes off and does the same thing. But turned out that, no, the X-Force goes back to like 1991, and Justice League Elite is like 2005. So nothing like that.
See, I thought of the Outsiders, like back when they were supposedly operating outside, mm-hmm. you know, not as they are now, but in their maybe previous incarnation.
Right, and the Outsiders title goes back to late 70s, early 80s, I think. So I particularly like the Deadpool character. I've actually heard somewhat about this character that he tends to break the fourth wall a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like that character. There was another character, and I'm trying to remember the name, Phantom X. I actually went ahead and looked him up on Wikipedia. And I realized once I saw the character again, he's based on the character Diabolique, who is a French, it's like super spy character from not necessarily classic literature, but more pulp type things. And the reason I recognized him is because Diabolique was the movie used for the last episode of Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, once I saw it's like, oh yeah, it is him, isn't it? And they said that in the Wikipedia article that he has this symbiotic relationship with this thing that's called EVA or EVA.
And, mm-hmm.
and the Diabolique character's lover is EVA.
Ah.
So that's where that comes from. And Phantom X is actually what they called the character, I think, in France. So,
okay.
Anyways, so I'm not really sure if I would continue to read this or not. It was certainly very interesting. I think we need to make some more forays over into the Marvel side. So by all means, if you want to call in or write in and let us know who what else we should be reading from the Marvel side, I'd be interested in hearing that. Before we get out of here, I think it's time to play America's fastest growing new game show.
Who's on the cover of Entertainment Weekly? I'm all ready for you this week, Mark.
Okie dokie.
Maybe. I can't get my timer to start.
There
okay,
we go.
Go.
Movie related?
Yes.
Is it a cast on the cover?
No.
Is it one movie?
Yes.
Is it one person on the cover?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is it a woman?
No.
So it's a man?
Yes.
Human being?
Yes.
Okay.
As opposed to an animated
right,
character.
Exactly. And let's see. Is this a movie coming out?
Yes.
Is it a movie, like, just coming out now?
No.
So it's some future movie?
Yes.
Okay. Is the movie some genre related?
Yes.
Is it science fiction related?
Yes.
Science fiction related. Okay. Let's see. Is
it might also have another genre?
Oh, fantasy?
No.
Superhero?
Yes.
Superhero science fiction.
Well, I think all superhero is science fiction.
So. Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Okay. So it's superhero related. Okay. Is it a DC character?
No.
Like a Marvel character?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thor?
No.
Not Thor. It's a movie coming. Well, the only one. It's not like Iron Man.
No.
So. Captain America?
And who's playing Captain America?
Oh, please. I haven't a clue.
It is Captain America, but I really feel like you should probably try to guess. Oh, you'll never guess.
Captain America. I mean, I really have not been keeping track of who's in the Avengers movie.
Okay, well, you only have 6 seconds left, so I'll tell you.
Okay.
It's Chris Evans.
Oh, of course.
And the reason that I thought you might know that was he was also in the Fantastic Four movie.
Oh.
Is
Human Torch.
Yeah. And so I thought, you know, maybe because he'd played two different Marvel characters, you would have remembered his name.
Mm.
But no.
No. Once you said Chris Evans, like, oh, okay, I remember him from the Fantastic Four movie. That's about it. Again, want to remind you about the Facebook fan page. Search for How I Got My Wife to Read Comics. You can go to sfpodcastnetwork.com for the feed, other SF podcasts and blogs, or go to iTunes and search for How I Got My Wife to Read Comics, and please leave us a review.
You can contact us through the website, Facebook, or email sfpodcastnetwork@gmail.com, or call our voice line at 614-321-9737. That's 614-321-9SFP. That was another short episode this week, Mark.
Yep.
Oh, well, maybe more comics next week.
More comics and when I'm feeling better would help. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
And bye-bye.